Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
We doom scrolling?
We are doom scrolling.
Let's do it.
There's a little debate online right now about a teacher in Texas, a first-year teacher at a junior high. The teacher, in every article I've looked at, I just checked again, still remaining unnamed. But this teacher was recorded allegedly having a little bit of a breakdown or a rant about the students.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of people who are saying this teacher's got to go. You know, can't be a teacher, shouldn't be a teacher. Then there are others that are saying maybe we should have a little compassion because of COVID. This teacher is a first-year teacher and there are labor shortages and everything else. Then there's also the people in the comments section. What they kind of say what I was thinking, which is my teachers used to go on these rants sometimes. Now, maybe not this bad, though. So I'm going to play you some of this audio. But she does talk about her kids being morons. And the worst part is I think, what she says towards the end.
If I have to keep dealing with kids that are complete and utter morons, I'm done. And I'm literally done. I want to be fired at this point. I literally am going to hurt myself if I have to keep coming here.
Okay, I'm going to hurt myself if I have to keep coming here. I want to be done. And then she says, if these kids fell into a river.
Hold on a second. Is she in front of the kids?
This is what I've been trying to. Now, they are heavily implying.
Why would you say that?
Exactly. When this story first came out, it said
the wording isn't like.
Like she's in front of students. Exactly. And
but the wording doesn't sound like that. The wording sounds like.
She's not saying, you guys are driving me crazy, you morons.
The kids are. It sounds like she's talking to other teachers. And if she's talking to other teachers, then it's fine.
Yeah, okay. It sounded like she was like in the teacher's
lounge.
That's
what I'm saying.
There's plenty of times where I've come in here not on this microphone and told you I'm done with this goddamn place.
Yep.
And I'm not going on the air today.
Right.
And they can suck it. But then we get on the air, and that's not the case, right? Like, if that's her just venting to her colleagues, then maybe inappropriate for the break room, but not a big deal.
Okay, so it's very hard to find. Most of these articles say almost the exact same thing. They're taking the AP, and then that's it. A couple of them have a few extra quotes from a superintendent. This teacher is on administrative leave right now. But the closest thing I could find was that one of the superintendents or principals said, it's inappropriate for a teacher to say things like this, especially in front of kids, but doesn't say she said it in front of kids. And I swear to you, over the weekend, I saw a headline that said a teacher might get in trouble for something she was overheard saying while she was complaining to a janitor.
Yeah,
I didn't read that story though. But then today I see this story everywhere. Actually, it was last night. And I was like, is this the janitor? Because none of them say complaining to a janitor. It just says, these are all the headlines. Texas teacher caught calling kids utter morons, placed on leave. Texas teacher placed on administrative leave after calling junior high students morons.
Yeah, nah.
They're all like this, but it doesn't say for sure. They heavily imply
if
that
you
she's
say
there.
Morons, you're a bunch of morons to the kids, and I got a problem. If you say I teach a bunch of morons to another adult, then that's just adult talk.
That's
like, you're allowed
I feel.
To do that.
That's how I feel. She says,
I feel like everybody. I feel like I would be crazy to think my French teacher, Monsieur Grand, did not talk to his wife and say, you know, Laszlo Geiger is just an idiot and a moron. Of course he did. But if he would have said you're an idiot and a moron in class, it would have been a big deal. If he says it to his friends at the bar or texts his buddies, right, then it's not a big deal.
Or in the teacher lounge. Like, I don't have that big of a problem. So I did have teachers.
Of course not.
I had a teacher. I had a bunch of them that would do stuff like this. I remember one, though, in sixth grade. She's like, do you guys know how crazy you've been driving me with just the stupidity? And I remember she said, last night I had to take 7 ibuprofen because you guys give me such a headache and the stupidity. Right. Called me a derelict. I was like, I don't know what that means. But there was a lot of that going on. And right. maybe just because I grew up with it doesn't make it okay. But I feel like they get frustrated. They're around you all day. Now, if you say you're a moron, especially in front of other kids, that's bad. But look at this.
All of them say she's in trouble for calling students morons.
I
think if they say to you, like you said, your teacher, if your teacher called you a derelict, I got a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really do have a problem with that.
My mom wasn't happy.
But, like, if you're just talking to your friends about the class.
It sounds to me like she's talking to someone else. If I have to keep dealing with kids that are complete and utter morons, I'm done. And even, okay, so then the last thing, like, well, then she says she wouldn't help their kids if they were in trouble. If they fell into a river, I'd let them float away or I wouldn't help them.
She's still
you're allowed
to
vent.
Right.
I don't know. And to me, it doesn't sound like she's talking to kids. And maybe that was clear at one point. But now I definitely feel like the all these different stories.
I'm curious, Julia, were you a good student in middle school and high school?
So like I told you, my elementary and middle school were combined because it was K through 8.
All right.
That, no. I mean, I wasn't bad, but like I definitely did get in trouble a few times just for talking and being loud or not doing my work.
Right.
Like I remember... So this was messed up. I remember one time, and I don't know what provoked this. Like, I didn't do anything earlier that day that this teacher would say this to me. But our class was, like, out at lunch at recess, and we were playing Truth or Dare. And the word got back to our teachers, and they got really mad about it. I don't think we were daring each other to do anything appropriate, but I think it freaked out everybody. And so this one teacher that we had was, like, a complete hothead, like, known for, like, going off. Like, everybody was kind of scared at her, of her, like, the students. And she comes in, and she starts yelling at us about playing Truth or Dare during recess, and she points it, and she's like calling kids out for specific things. And I remember she points right at me and she goes, "You have issues." Like, what? Why?
Right. And are you old enough to even know what that means? Like, what kind of issue?
And here I am 20 years later, and I still remember she said that. Right. And I remember how crappy it made me feel. Like, so yeah, I mean,
that
I don't
is
think
an interesting point because I do believe what you're saying. My two children have had, in their lifetime, amazing teachers. And, like, I spend time, you go to the parent-teacher conference or you talk to them throughout. Like, my son's math teacher right now, this guy, I'm not going to give his name or whatever, but the fact that he engages with me just through email, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, he literally cares about my son.
Yeah, that's nice.
His teachers in other subjects. Like, I'm like, she literally cares about my son. I never had one. I don't believe I ever had a teacher who cared about me. Like, literally cared about me. And I feel like I got unlucky from that. But what I did get were teachers who would say those things that were devastating. And they didn't even know they were devastating at the time. Like, you know, Mr. Good in elementary school saying you'll never amount to anything. Like, are you kidding me?
Well,
I didn't have the balls to tell my dad that, but he said it, right? Like, teachers, look, I love you. And I, by the way, am a huge supporter of the public school system. Like, I'm a because that's your community. Like, be engaged, be a part of your community. I don't do as much with the school as much as I can, but I try to coach as many sports as I can. Like, be a part of that community, right? But, man, when you get a great teacher, you can just see the difference. And when you get one who just looks at you and says you have issues, like, how old are you? You're in your 30s, right?
Yeah, I'm 30.
And you still remember, like, you were,
and
like,
how
many people have said bad things to you over the course of the years that you don't even remember now?
Well,
but
and
you remember,
I remember
that.
I remember, too, when I was in high school, my parents went through their divorce, and mm-hmm. it was really messy, and I was super depressed when it was happening, like the saddest I'd ever been as a kid. So I missed a lot of school mm-hmm. because I think it, like, I was just so upset, like, it made me feel physically ill. And my mom was pretty sympathetic of it during the time because she saw, like, how much it was affecting me.
Sure.
So I was never a great student. I wasn't on the honor roll, but I mostly just did what I could to pass, and that was fine. And the teachers knew that of me. So, but during this time, I was failing everything. And I remember I had this anatomy class, and the teacher came up to me, and I don't know what he was specifically talking about, I think because it was 11th grade. And so people were starting to, like, look into colleges and, like, get ready to apply for it, take their ACTs. And he looked at me and he goes, "You're probably not going to apply for a college, are you?"
Right.
And I was like, "I don't know why." And he's like, "Well, it's not like you're ever going to really do anything with your life."
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Not kidding you.
Teacher of the year.
I went home and told my mom. My mom went up to that school so fast and like set him straight and was like, "You don't know what she's going through at home."
Right.
And like, oh my God, she lit him a new one. And so he came up to me like the next day and was like, "I'm so sorry." And I'm like, I'm accepting that. Like, you should have said that regardless.
There is a little bit of grace that we need. By the way, I also think we need to give as I'm defending this woman venting to her other
real
teacher.
Quick, I found one thing here, though,
we have to give grace to both people. Like, my God, give a little grace to kids. Like, give it to them. Like, it's okay. Like, when you are going through that and your parents are getting divorced and it's high school, like, that is not, I always think, like, the two meanest people in school usually, let's just be honest, are the lunch ladies and the nurse. And I think it should be the opposite. That I get one lunch break where I can actually get away from whatever and have lunch and talk to my friends. You should be the nicest lady on the planet. And when I actually go see the school nurse, she should care. And that doesn't mean that in my kid's case that's that. But in my case growing up, the lunch lady was the meanest woman in the world, didn't want anyone to talk to their friends. How does that in a break room? It doesn't. That's the time where you're actually allowed to get out and do some things and talk to your friends. And it kills me that, Jill, you said that you'll never amount to anything in college. I went to, I took radio and TV in high school. The first year I went through it, the second year, they wouldn't let me take it anymore. They told me, you're never going to do this. You're not good at it. You're a problem. At that point, don't you think you encourage people?
Yeah.
Instead of, like, at that point, like, if it wasn't for, like, my anger, right, to be like, "I'll prove you wrong, Mr. Boone. I will do radio and TV as a..." If it wasn't for that, how many kids did he say, "You can't do this," because he didn't like the way they did it? How many kids just have never done it?
Right.
Never gave it a shot, right? It infuriates me to this day.
So I've gone through, I'm on like story 20 now. First 19 are all almost identical. I did find one here from Law and Crime. And according to them, they say, they add a quote here, which I didn't hear in the video. I'm not seeing anyone else write, but that she also said at some point, I want to carry a gun on my hip because you need to be like a police officer there.
Right.
Not saying that she wants to shoot anyone, I guess, but she's saying you need to be like a police officer.
I don't want to hear that.
But they also said in this story that they talked to a student. Then the student is in her class and just said, "I never heard her say any of that in front of us."
She didn't say it in front of us. Well,
she's just saying, "I never
fine.
Heard. I didn't hear it." That's what this one student said.
Like, you should be able to vent. Like, students, like, when I hear, like, "Oh, these kids got in trouble because they were talking smack on a teacher on, you know, Instagram or whatever they use to communicate," you know, leave them alone.
Right.
Leave them alone. They're allowed to talk smack
of
you.
It's outside of school.
They're allowed, right?
And the Supreme Court agrees.
And the same thing with teachers. If they want to sit around and have a couple of beers and talk to their friends and be like, "Jesus Christ, I should carry a gun with me. These kids are insane. They're... you know, they won't listen to me. Their parents are crap. They're morons." They should be able to vent like that. Just like the kids should not be able to say, "My teacher's an idiot" in class. And the teacher shouldn't be able to say, "My kids are an idiot" in class. That's it.
I get, though, why if she, just bringing up the word gun at all, I understand why a school district would be like, "Look, if you're saying
you got caught on a recording,
and now it's being shared on social media, don't mention that you want to bring a gun to school."
Okay, well, you know what? We can take a break, but why? Because that was exactly the answer when there was a school shooting.
True.
Where
you need to be
that
armed.
We should be armed. Yeah. So really, that's what we're going to blame her with? Because of all the school shootings? She says, "Maybe I should be armed?"
Well,
that was part of the answer to these school shootings.
I felt like defending this woman.
I'm starting to get
really angry. I feel like we're all kind of on the same page here. As long as this wasn't said in front of the kids, I really don't have a problem with it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back.
The Church of Laszlo.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.